The forecast calls for perfect weather tomorrow in New York as world leaders talk about the climate. President Obama joins more than 120 leaders at a United Nations climate summit.
The world leaders were given homework in advance of the meeting. The UN told them to show up with bold ideas in hand to slow the rise in global temperatures.
Whatever their ideas, they are meeting in a country with deeply divided views of global warming. Partisan differences have sharply slowed the U.S. government's response.
But it was in New York that an estimated 300,000 climate activists marched through the streets yesterday.
They were pushing the world leaders to act. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Yesterday's demonstration, dubbed the People's Climate March, was intended to turn up the heat on a UN process that's sometimes glacially slow. Alana Selechna was part of a sizable contingent who marched from Columbia University.
It's really exciting. I've never seen so much energy around an issue. People just seem ready to take on the world leaders who haven't been doing anything on climate change.
Climate experts say there's little time to waste. A surge in carbon dioxide last year pushed greenhouse gas levels to an all-time high. And according to the National Climate Assessment, the last decade was the hottest on record in the United States. This spring, President Obama told WLTX Television in South Carolina it's not too late to turn things around.
That's something we can do, but only if the American people push Washington to do it, because typically politicians are wary about doing something on their own, particularly if they're not sure that the public supports it.
And Americans are deeply divided, not only about how to address climate change, but whether it's a problem at all. Carol Doherty of the Pew Research Center says in a poll last month, 68% of Democrats called climate change a major threat to the United States, concern on a par with Islamic extremism. But only 25% of Republicans feel that way.
It's one of the most partisan issues we track. Republicans just simply do not see it as an imminent problem for the United States, but Democrats by and large do.
Even among Democrats, there's disagreement about how far to go in controlling greenhouse gases. Many Democrats from big coal-producing areas, for example, are not happy with the president's planned EPA regulations clamping down on coal-fired power plants. Kentucky Senate candidate Allison Lundergan Grimes has tried to distance herself from Obama's proposal.
I'm not Barack Obama. I disagree with him on guns, coal, and the EPA.
But if action on climate change is a liability with some voters, Democrats hope to make it an asset with others. Chris Lehane is a Democratic strategist for a climate super PAC that's pumping money from billionaire Tom Steyer into half a dozen close contests around the country.
In many of these campaigns, climate was being used as a wedge issue focused against Republicans. And that, to me, is a real sign that climate politics is on the move and on the move in a good direction.
Lehane says climate issues resonate with young voters and, if properly framed, with African Americans and Latinos, precisely the groups most likely to sit out the midterm elections. Lehane says a climate message can help mobilize those voters if it's presented not as an esoteric issue about polar bears, but a close-to-home concern such as drought, smokestack pollution, or the rising cost of flood insurance.
You do need to bring it down to the kitchen table so that people actually understand the impact it's having on them, their families, their kids, on a daily existence. And when you do that, it's an entirely different conversation. And people are motivated in terms of who they're going to vote and whether or not they're going to turn out to vote.
The outcome of those November contests will help determine how much of a weapon climate action or inaction may be in future U.S. political campaigns. This week's New York summit is designed to set the stage for another round of international climate negotiations in Paris next year. The White House says President Obama will be in a better position to lead that effort if he's able to set an example here at home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.